WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Butcher Boy is a new film directed and co-written by Neil Jordan, who's best known for his films Mona Lisa and The Crying Game. Our film critic John Power says Jordan's new movie is a black comedy on a difficult subject.
Francie Brady, the 12-year-old hero of The Butcher Boy, is a real piece of work. He's saucy, heartbreaking, and a murderer. I'm not giving away any secrets by revealing this. It's the first thing that Francie, narrating his story as a grown-up, tells us about his younger self. The scene is a small Irish town in the early 60s, the days of A-bomb tests, TV westerns, and pop music. Francie is one of the poor kids. His father, Benny, played by Stephen Ray, is known for being a booze hound, his mother for being suicidally crazy. Trying madly to cope with his collapsing home life, Francie develops two frantic fixations. He's slavishly devoted to his best friend, Joe, whom he's terrified of losing, and he detests Mrs. Nugent, a hoity-toity neighbor who looks down on Francie's family. He sees her as the source of all evil, and the movie's about why he kills her. The Butcher Boy is based on the novel by Irishman Patrick McCabe, who co-wrote the script with director and fellow countryman Neil Jordan. What McCabe and Jordan share is a feeling for the desolate poetry of provincial Ireland, with its pinched lives and miraculous visitations of beauty. This beauty includes the film's language, which is so singingly original that it makes David Mamet's vaunted dialogue sound like ad copy. Francie tells his story in one of the richest voiceovers I've ever heard, beautifully delivered by Stephen Ray, as in this scene when Francie watches his dad stumble drunkenly home and begin playing the trumpet.
He loved me tonight, son.
And there was Dad again, playing that lovely trumpet. When I heard him, it brought back Ma and all the beautiful things like snowdrops and roses and flash bars and me and Joe by the lake. As if goldfish and Nugent's had never been invented.
I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry.
These melancholy words carry their sting because of Eamon Owens, the carrot-topped young actor who perfectly embodies Francie's cheeky exuberance and bottomless sadness. Owens had never acted before this movie, but in Jordan's hands, he's simply astonishing. He can make Francie's eyes blaze with joyous insanity, or show how Francie works the ladies at the butcher shop with the wry savvy of a classic Irish politician. I'm not exaggerating when I say that not one of the recent Oscar winners gives a performance nearly as good as this boy's. Although Francie's a wonderful kid in some ways, he's also a psychopath. He has no proper sense of proportion, no true feeling for right and wrong. Hoping to take us inside the delirious extremes of such a childhood, the movie shifts moods wildly. There are dances in the snow, old TV clips, pedophile priests, blood-smeared walls, Sinatra tunes, games of cowboys and Indians, even sightings of the Virgin Mary, played by, of all people, Sinead O'Connor. This is a movie of grand flourishes, shot through with compassionate moments that touch the universal. When Francie realizes that he's losing his only friend, Joe, his despair taps into feelings of loneliness and betrayal that we all remember from our childhoods. In its willingness to turn misery and murder into sardonic comedy, The Butcher Boy is quintessentially Irish. It's a culture famous for laughing through clenched teeth. This is not an especially American way of looking at life, let alone a murdering child. In fact, in the wake of the Jonesboro killings, I imagine some viewers will find the picture's rollicking energy insensitive, even morally reprehensible, as they did with Heavenly Creatures, a comparable if lesser film, a few years ago. But art's true purpose isn't moral instruction, thou shalt not kill. It's insight. Why do we kill? To understand the Jonesboro murders means getting inside the heads of the boys that did the killing, to grasp the surreal blend of anger, self-pity, and sheer glee that might lead them to open fire on other children. Which brings us back to The Butcher Boy. There are no lessons here about gun control or family values, but if you want to know how it feels to be a boy who commits cold-blooded murder, this great movie, the best of Neil Jordan's career, will show you the mysterious monstrosity lurking in childhood.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.